So we're doing Bechot, we're up to Chavdal, Amin Beis, next to Tosus Psak. El Arak, Arak Kasha. The only question is, it says Rebbe spit in his Shmoneh Esrei, and it said that if one spits, that's not appropriate in his Shmoneh Esrei. So how does that work? Rak Arak Nami Lo Kasha. Afshar Ked Rav Yehuda. Okay, we could explain it like Rav Yehuda. Damar Rav Yehuda, Yamed Betfilam Nizdamen Lo Rok. Rav Yehuda says, if a person is in the middle of davening, and suddenly he feels a lot of phlegm in his mouth, what he could do is, he could put it in his talis. He could turn to the side of his talis, and he could put it in there. Vim talit now, if he has a nice talis, I guess all of our talitot are nice nowadays, generally. We don't have talitot that we walk around with or that are all filthy. Most of our talitot are relatively nice. Mavliyo bafaksuto. So then he could put it in afaksuto. How do they translate afaksuto? I don't know what the translation of that is. It says it's one of the garments he's wearing. I'm not sure which one it is. Ravina Vekai Achored Ravashi. Ravina was standing behind Ravashi. He's the men lorok patked achored. He had some phlegm, some spit in his prayer. He threw it behind him. Amale lo savala amal ad Rav Yehuda mafleo b'afaksuto. He said, why don't you do like Rav Yehuda said, to put it in afaksuto, which afaksuto, so Rashi says it's some kind of turban that had two edges hanging before him, and you could, spit into those two edges. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's something else. Rabbeinu Yonah has a machlokis with Rashi back on Chaf Gimlam at Beis on what afaksuto is. I don't remember. On the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi also said afaksuto is a turban, and Rabbeinu Yonah was cholik over there. Some kind of turban they used to wear, some kind of hat. So back to our Gemara. So he asked him, Amale Savala Mal Ad Rav Yehuda Mavliyo b'afaksuto. Why'd you throw it back? Why didn't you just put it in your turban? Amale Ana Anina Datai. He said to him, me? Yuchs! I'm a finicky person. I couldn't handle that, to take my phlegm and put it in my hat. What you talking about? So today, I think we're all finicky. We're used to much higher levels of cleanliness than they ever were. We shower on a daily basis. Even someone who doesn't shower every day showers almost every day. We launder our clothes. We don't wear the same clothing every day. We live on a totally different standard of cleanliness than they did. So the level of Anina Datai, I think other than little children, no one takes their sleeve and wipes their nose with it. Are you saying a lot of people still do? Okay. So maybe in Machon Meir people do. But I think in the civilized world people don't. I think so. I think, yeah.
Wouldn't that be the best solution? This is like, if I'm having a cold or whatever, really stepping those out with a paper towel.
Right, a tissue is the best idea. Right, no problem. You have a tissue, that's great. Best is have a tissue. The problem is that, in Europe, they used to spit all the time. Today, in most places, you're going to walk into shul, you're going to see a piece of phlegm on the floor, you're going to say, ichs, and walk out of that shul and go look for a clean shul, right? Maybe you won't go look for a clean shul, but you're going to be disgusted. What? Doesn't really show up on the ground? Okay. If that's what's socially accepted, so fine, that's the norm, But there are places where that's a social norm, so they can do what they want. But there's still the issue of doing it in Shmoneh Esrei, right? And it depends on the social norm. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses Apik Tuzin. Apik Tuzin is really three words put together. Apik, to vomit. Apik is to take out. Too much. Too is in Aramaic a lot. Zin is like mazon. When you ate too much food, they used to do what Rashi translates into French, gumita. Gumita sounds like German. They'd vomit. They'd have a spittoon. So the Gemara says, you can't do that in front of someone else. You know, if you wanna do some gumita on yourself, stick your finger down your throat and throw up, do it in private. Don't do it in front of other people. Today, I think in many societies, to start spinning in front of people is not acceptable. But like you're saying, there are societies where it is acceptable. Fine, just like wiping their nose on their sleeve. If that's what's socially acceptable, fine. To my mind, that's acceptable up to about 7-8 years old. At that point, it stops being acceptable. Even there, the parents try to tell the kid not to do it. But okay, you know, different cultures have different things. We said if someone makes his voice heard during davening, so that's considered that he has little faith. He thinks he has to make his voice heard in order to be heard. So here we have different opinions. Does it mean your voice shouldn't be heard altogether or not? Shulchan Aruch says you should say things softly so that you yourself can hear, but not beyond that. By Chana, that's the question. Does it mean no one should hear it? Because Chana, by Chana, it says, "Rak sefateh naot vekola lo yishameh." Her lips moved, but her voice couldn't be heard. Does it mean by anyone or specifically by other people? But she herself could hear it. So the Magen Avraham says it means she herself could hear it, but no one else could hear it. Okay. So that's a good question. We assume la halacha that if you don't move your lips, you weren't yotzei tefillah or bracha. So you got to at least move your lips. That's called hirur. That's a thought that's not even ordinarily hirur. We assume means thought with the lips moving. If you didn't even move your lips, then we assume that a person was not yotzei in any blessing or tefillah. But that's not so clear. That comes back to this question. Amar Rav Huna. לא שנו אלא שאינו אלא שיכול לכוון את ליבו בלחש אבל אין יכול לכוון את ליבו בלחש מותר. Rav Huna says, if you can't have kavana without making your voice heard, then you can make your voice heard. And the animili biyachid. So when is that true? When you're not going to bug everyone else. You can't stand in shul and say, I can't have kavana any other way. Baruch hato. Okay, you're going to drive everyone crazy. What? It happens. Sure, there are people who drive people crazy. What can we do? Oh, you see it's annoying? Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't do it unless you're only when you're alone. Aval b'tzibur atin mitra tzibur. If you're in public, you're going to drive everyone crazy. Okay, so don't do that. Okay, so that's also not so pashut. And over here, there's a very interesting commentary. So the Mordechai says, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, everyone has their own machzor. You could make your voice heard, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Because everyone can just point in your own machzor. It doesn't have to distract anyone. So the Ramah says, that's the minhag on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Everyone has machzorim. So people make their voice heard. Just don't talk too loudly, because that's also... Okay, don't talk too loudly. So the Taz says the reason not to talk too loudly is because you're going to drive everyone crazy. You're going to confuse other people. The Magen Avraham says, if you can only have kavana, be quiet because of the Zohar, because it's always better to daven quietly. Hashem likes quiet tefillah. Okay.
I didn't understand appointed.
If you have a machzor, if you have a siddur to daven from, so then the assumption is, even if someone else is davening out loud, you won't get confused.
Is the issue here confusion or being annoyed?
Confusion.
I'm annoyed by it.
No, the idea is not annoyed. The idea is you're going to confuse other people. I'm sorry. I missaid that. The idea is the atin mitra tzibura, people won't be able to focus. They won't be able to concentrate on their own davening.
Focus means they'll get confused.
Right. Right. That's what I meant, but I missaid it. Right. So on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when everyone has their own machzor, so then the assumption is people shouldn't get confused. They should keep pointing to their own machzor. Today, where we have a ton of sidurim at the entrance to shul, and people could point, So still, a person shouldn't say it too loudly, but if he says it just loud enough that he himself hears it and it bugs his neighbor, well, there are sidurim all around. His neighbor should get a sidur and be able to concentrate. I personally don't go to shuls where there are people who daven loudly, but I can't stop them because I have my own sidur. Everyone has their own sidur.
Wait, is anyone saying here that it's a problem because it's annoying?
I'm unaware of that.
Distracting?
It's distracting. Even... It's confusing.
I'm saying distracting in kavana, distracting in kavana.
So that I don't know. I think it's logical that you're going to annoy your fellow men. You shouldn't do it.
That's my problem. But so you're saying that this problem doesn't exist now that we have Sidur?
I think to a great extent, right. To a great extent, yeah.
So we really can't do this.